time.
Yeah, I'll come to, if I can get by here, I'll try to see that. That sounds good. Okay. So, people around here in general, would they have attics on their houses? Or?
Some of them do. Most of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they call it attic. You call it up an attic, but I mean, it's just a whole, you know, the average person will say up loft. You know what I mean? It's over here. That's what you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The average person will say just put it up loft. It's not a regular attic.
It's not finished, but
yeah.
It's just
it's a place you can go up there and put anything you want.
Uh-huh.
You know, uh-huh. It's a storage place.
Okay. What would you call just old stuff, you know, old furniture, stuff like that in general that you might not want to throw it away, but stash it away somewhere?
It's mostly junk. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But then it's junk that could be used.
Uh-huh.
Like on, you know, things that, like on the shrimp boat. A fella told a friend of mine once, says, if you have a boat, you go off on the edge of the woods and have your little spot that you put that stuff. You don't throw it away because you're going to need it one day. So I have me a little spot on the edge of the woods back here. But a lot of things that really is junk, but then it's junk that you can use sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Say, for instance, you have an old pair of Trinet doors, you know, that we use on the boat. They really no, not much good, but if you lose your Trinet, and you need a set of those that you can make out until you can get one.
Mm-hmm.
You go out to your little junk pile and you pick up the set and put on until you get a new set. It's not like having to work all day without a Trinet.
Mm-hmm.
But furniture like stuff, mostly I just get rid of most of it. Now every now and then I hold on to some junk that I think I could have repaired or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little table similar to that one that I stumbled and fell on, and one of the legs were broken in the action. And I know it could be repaired. In fact, I probably can do it myself, but then again, if I do it, it'll look like I did it, so I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm,
I want someone else who, mm-hmm. You know, more.
Yeah.
I have some more experience with that kind of stuff.
Do you ever have a room that you just might put a bunch of junk in like that?
Not really. I would put it in the garage, you know, out the garage. Double, two-car garage, I just put some of it out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we do with ours. Where would you cook, do the cooking and eat your meals?
We mostly eat in the kitchen. We mm-hmm. cook in the kitchen, and yes, my wife and my daughter is here now. I have a son that's somewhere in the Navy. We have a counter in the kitchen, and we mostly eat right in the kitchen at the counter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or at the table in the kitchen. I have a table sitting in the kitchen. It's very seldom do we use the dining room, unless it's we have a lot of company.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the dining room.
Mm-hmm. You have a room off of the kitchen, or a closet or anything you can put a canned goods and stuff?
Yeah, we have a pantry.
Yeah. Okay. What about to cook in? Do you have any of those big like cast iron pans you'd fry stuff in? What do you call those?
I call it a frying pan.
Do you? Have you ever seen the kind that have little legs on the bottom of them? Do you have those? Do you ever use anything like that?